We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Jim Donovan. Jim, how you doing, man? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing good. It's good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, very exciting day. Obviously, the big announcement that the Browns will be hosting, or the city of Cleveland and the Browns, will be hosting the NFL draft in 2021. And I know you'll be emceeing the events tomorrow for the NFL draft press conference. And excited about that. Tomorrow should be a fun day.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I think it's the culmination of a lot of hard work, and I mean kind of a lot of hard work that probably a lot of us didn't know was going on behind the scene. If you guys remember, because you guys are out at training camp all the time, you know, doing your show, if you remember a couple of years ago when Roger Goodell showed up at training camp and the Browns had that kind of like a town hall with their season ticket holders. It was after the morning practice. And it was late in that press conference, which was a little bit testy. Because, you know, the season ticket holders were not happy with what was going on the field as far as the quality of play and the fact that they had to pay full ticket prices for two bad preseason games. So the press conference was a little bit ugly. And then it kind of was revealed that the Haslams and D. Haslam in particular was going to lead the pitch of Cleveland getting involved to try and get the NFL draft to come to Cleveland. And you know, you just thought maybe it was just a passing thought, but today's the payoff, and good for them. I mean, a lot of good things are starting to happen for them.
Where do you think they'll actually have the event, and you think it's going to be an outdoor event like it was in Nashville?
Yeah, I think it might be, you know, Dustin, I think, and I'm sure we're going to learn more tomorrow, but I think there's a footprint in place, and a lot of it is going to be, you know, off of what was successful during the Republican National Convention, which I know was inside the queue, obviously. But if you remember that opening night before they actually brought the convention into to order, they had a big party down on the lakefront on that Sunday night. And they used, you know, they used the lakefront, the Science Museum, the Rock Hall, you know, Brown Stadium, First Energy Stadium was used in some form. And I think that there's a plan to kind of use that blueprint, that footprint, which worked well for them. Now, the difference is that was in July. This is in April when the draft is held, and you could have any kind of weather. I mean, you could have beautiful weather, or you could have very cold weather.
Yeah, okay.
You know, that's the charm, and that's the peril of living on a lake. But I think it'll be a combination of two things, outdoor and indoor. It has to be outdoor to handle the crowds they anticipate in some form.
Yeah, we were like, you know, guessing about this, where it could be and stuff like that. And you've suggested some already, and it's going to be. I think whatever the weather is, and hopefully we'll get lucky. As we know, Jim, you just talked about it. You know, in April, you can get 80 degrees, you can get 20 in snow. But we know, you know better than anybody what football means to the people of this area. And I think for the draft, even though it's funny because the draft is finally less important here for the first time in a long time because the team's good finally, and we'll get to that in a minute. But I think the turnout for this thing is going to be just through the roof. Nuts.
Yeah, well, you know, and the other thing, Adam, is that around here, I mean, we accept these challenges and these opportunities with great vigor. I mean, I go back to when we got the Rock Hall. I mean, it became a civic responsibility for everybody to vote and vote as many times as you could to try and get the ballot box stuff so that Cleveland would get the Rock Hall, because it made sense that Cleveland would have, you know, a museum about rock and roll with its connection to that. And it's everything that, you know, comes our way. We meet with such, you know, open arms and with such a, you know, a desire to be seen the right way and to show people a good time. And I think, anytime we've had the All-Star game, I mean, that World Series with the Cubs was so well received. You know, a lot of people from Chicago came down and had a great time here in Cleveland when the Cubs came in and played the World Series. You know, the NBA Finals went off very, very well. You know, it's the way we attack it with a lot of civic pride. And I think that that's going to be this will be the same thing. But I think with a great deal of love, because there's such a rebirth now of football here in Cleveland.
We're talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. He'll be the MC for the NFL Draft press conference and tailgate at Public Square tomorrow at 3 p.m. It's going to be a great event. We're all excited about the draft being in Cleveland in the year 2021. You talked about a rebirth, Jim. You nailed it, of course. The Browns have not won double-digit games since 2007. They've not been in the playoffs since 2002. They have not won their division since 1989. All those things are on the table this year. You've been calling this team's games for 20 years. You and Deke have done a great job, and you've suffered through losses. And now, after so much suffering, it looks like it's finally going to pay off. How excited are you about this offseason and this upcoming season?
Well, I mean, just through the roof. I mean, really, counting the days. I mean, it's really been a long offseason for a different way. Because, you know, it was a long off season through the 1-31 for the obvious reasons that it was one win in a couple of years. This is different because you just can't wait for it to come. Every stage of it now, OTAs, mini camp, now training camp, first preseason game. I mean, you know, it just heightens every time. So by the time they take on Tennessee on opening day at First Energy Stadium, I mean, everyone's just going to be in a frenzy. And I have to tell you, I just go back to when I came to Cleveland and Bernie Kosar, you know, decided that he wanted to play for the Browns, and that was what it was like. The buildup for big games and the anticipation for the game and how the week, you know, just played out for everybody building towards Sunday, and I can really feel that happening. And here we are, in late May. So it's just going to be absolutely amazing. And the thing that really makes it so real is that I thought that they were a good football team when they left the field in Baltimore at M&T Bank Stadium in the last game of the regular season last year. I thought, you know, they're a good football team, and they were playing really good football at that time. But they are a much better football team right now from what they had at the end of the year last year. They're so much more explosive and sturdy defensively. I mean, and what they've done in the draft and free agency.
How excited were you about the Odell Beckham Jr. trade?
I have to tell you, Dustin, when it started to percolate, you know, at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm kind of going, wow, I mean, this is interesting. But, you know, but you always have that but, you know. When it broke at like 8 o'clock or a little bit after, I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I know John Dorsey had been able to do a lot of things. I mean, I was very impressed with what he did on that Friday, a year and a half ago when he pulled off those trades and got Landry and Demarius Randall and got Tyrod Taylor. I thought that was pretty genius that he was able to do that before free agency hit. But this was amazing. And, you just start saying to yourself, wow, I mean, you put him into that offense with what was already there and now you put that quarterback with him. And, you know, it makes your heart flutter, I think.
Well, we're all counting down the days, right? Training camp in 2 months, preseason in 2.5 months, regular season in 4 months. We're ready to go. I think we're all ready to go.
Hey, can I give you guys a couple of numbers? All right, I want to give you a couple of numbers on the economic part of this deal with the draft. This came to us from our NBC station in Nashville because they just covered the draft.
Okay.
So the 3 days, the economic impact in the city of Nashville, there was $133 million in direct spending from the draft and $224 million in economic impact in the city over 3 days. Now, remember, the Republican National Convention really didn't live up to the numbers that they anticipated. When they made the pitch and they made their bid and they kept saying there's going to be a lot of big things happen. But the NFL draft really does deliver. It really does. So on that side, there's a lot of money coming into Cleveland when that draft comes here.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if you have a political convention, you're only talking about half the population. Where NFL draft, that's everybody, you know?
That's right.
Exactly.
We are all united. We are one on those.
Everybody loves football, no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. Jim, great stuff. We'll look forward to hearing you tomorrow. Again, the press conference, 3 o'clock at Public Square. The press conference at Tailgate. Jim will be the MC, the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan. Good to talk to you as always, Jim. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, guys. Always good to talk
to you. Thanks, Jim.
You too.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.